Well, it's nice to hear Jamie back at it.
Yes.
Filling in for Paul W. on Focus with Paul W. Smith on Friday.
Mm-hmm. I saw a picture. She looked good, too.
Yep. Jamie, hi. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Yeah, it was fun leaning into the race car driving and sports aspect.
Yeah, it was very cool. So how are things? The new episode of the pod is out. It's very good.
Yes.
So this one is my husband, and we thought, you know, if we're going to put it all out there, let's talk to the caregiver in the house and the husband and the dad and how he's stepping up a little bit. And I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. And you know, I could really relate to it a little bit as well, because I remember, you know, when my wife, Marie, who is a breast cancer survivor, you know, called me from the doctor's office, you know, and told me that she had cancer and was crying. And it was a shock to me. And it's like the caregiver, you know, they have a certain emotion that they go through as well that we don't really hear about much. And I'm glad you brought this out. And, you know, you and Ryan had that conversation. It was really a touching and really heartfelt conversation you guys had about all kinds of things, really.
Yeah, it's all kinds of things. But yeah, Lloyd, you talk about those early moments and sort of how he navigated those early moments with the news that shocked us both. And Here's a little clip.
Let's go back to that phone call that we got on February 10th. I talked about it in episode one. You work from home. I've been waiting for this call. I run down the stairs. I put it on speaker. And she says those words that it's cancerous. It's positive for cancer. I remember looking at you. Your face, you look like a ghost. What were you thinking in that moment?
Fear. What's going to happen next? What do we do from here? I remember more leading up to it, right? I remember the weekend before and the time leading up to it and being really nervous about it, but not that nervous about it because you talk to your doctor and they said, do you drink a lot of caffeine? It's probably just a cyst. Lauren, former podcast guest, was telling you she'd had similar scares. Other people were telling you they'd had similar scares. So no family history. I was expecting a cyst or, you know, some type of better news than what we got. I was not expecting to hear what we heard. And when we did, it was just shock, you know, and fear to start.
I mean, I broke down in tears like immediately. And it was like I was having an out of body experience. I couldn't believe this was my life. And I couldn't formulate words. You were able to formulate words and ask questions of the person on the other line, the nurse who was calling. How did you do that?
Reflex, right? I ask questions all the time. That's what I do for a living. And you know, once we knew when she said you had cancer, there was a lot of questions for me. You were, you know, distraught, and I just went into what I do or my mode and just wanted to gather information and see what questions they could answer for us at that point. Just scared and wanting to know whatever they knew or could share at that time was really just how I reacted in that moment. Mm-hmm. But reflex, right? Like I just started asking questions.
I feel like that was your role that whole week, because the next day, I forget who it was, whether it's a PA or a medical assistant or something, they call you to give you even more information. Remember, it was on FaceTime.
Right.
My parents were here. You had more questions then.
Right.
Then the next day after that, we met the oncologist for the first time, Dr. Lutfi at Henry Ford. And again, I'm still like very emotional about what's happening to me. And you were asking the right questions, and I'm grateful to that.
Yeah. Well, another thing is like professionally, like I've done medical malpractice cases. I did asbestos litigation for many years, which involves lung cancer and mesothelioma. So I've read a lot of pathology reports. I'm not in by any stretch a cancer expert, but I know some things about cancer through, you know, professional work that I've done. And I was just, again, just asking questions that I want to know the answer to and that I thought were relevant for, you know, purposes of the upcoming treatment that you had and stuff that we'd want to know. And at that point, you were still in like a really, really like dark place and probably not ready to just start asking questions and more taking in information. So, I mean, it's just kind of what I resorted to and wanting to gather and know as much information as we could from the people that they were giving to us and that we had an opportunity to speak with in terms of doctors or social workers or nurses or whoever, you know, was talking to us about what was going on at that time.
And you know me, you know what I can handle and not. And like the prognosis, the statistics of how this cancer, you know, reacts and how people do with it. You knew I didn't need to know that information. There was a moment with the oncologist where you're kind of like, we don't need to know that part.
Well, that's because your mom started asking inappropriate questions in your presence and like wanting statistics on prognosis, on survival rate, on things that like you were not prepared to hear at that time and that you had told her you didn't want to ask or hear. And she went rogue and started asking those questions. And I just told the doctor, like, don't answer that question right now. We'll talk to you about that later because you were 1-2 days into, you know, this incredibly terrible news. And it wasn't a good time for you to hear that. And it wasn't going to change anything, right? Those statistics in many ways don't do you any good at this time. Your case is your case, right?
I am me with my biology.
Right.
Say mom went rogue, huh?
Yep. But you know, Ryan was like, okay, not right now with that question. And so I appreciated him so much and still do, of course, but like in those early moments.
Sure.
Well, it was a very raw emotional conversation, which again, for me was different. Lloyd, you've had a little bit of experience with this, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Jamie, you guys are going through it. We have not gone through anything like this. And I would never even think about the caregiver side of this, the spouse's side, the partner side of this and some of the things that you go through. And one of the things I thought was really sweet was you were talking about an upcoming trip that he had planned with some of his friends. And I would never even think about that. But you were like, no, it's important that you also get away. You get a little bit of a respite from this. I thought it was touching, quite frankly. Mm.
Well, yeah, there's no break from this. Like, this has been our whole life for, you know, however long now. So, like, if we can find little moments of normalcy, we try. And we try to just be as honest as possible. It's not all that serious either on this podcast. We talk about a lot about the Texas Roadhouse situation.
Oh, Texas Roadhouse was hilarious.
I know.
Oh,
you actually made me want to go to Texas Roadhouse. I haven't had Texas Roadhouse. Those rolls are off the charts. Yeah.
Are unbelievable.
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah. Yeah, and then
anyway, it was just fun to have them, and I'm so glad that you guys are listening, and I hope it brings something to others out there listening.
I've talked to people that are like so into this,
yes, and are appreciative.
Appreciative, and again, they're getting stuff that they didn't think that they would get,
right?
Information that they didn't expect, and I think that's one of the cool parts about this.
Well, thank you guys, both of you, for your support. And this week we're going to do, I think it's Gilda's Club, a place where you can get a lot of support if you're a cancer survivor or awesome. Person going through it.
That's wonderful.
That's great.
Love you, Jamie.
Yep. We love,
you. Love you guys.
Thank you.
See ya.
We'll talk later in the week. Jamie Edmonds.
Okay.
It's good to always have her on. I mean, any chance we can get.
It's Chris Lloyd and Jamie, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. All right, coming up on the other side, how exactly did Stephen Colbert end up on Monroe Public Access? We'll examine.